Well, hello. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. I'm your host, Raven Blair Davis, and I am so delighted that you have joined us today for the start of our teleseminar series that we are going to be doing throughout the year to help you get to the level of your business a lot faster, ladies, rather than slower. Today, we start out our series with someone that I've grown to know in the past year, and she's a dynamic lady. Let me tell you a little bit about her. No one is as passionate about you becoming a successful entrepreneur than Kim Rose, I kid you not. She loves helping others to create a life that they love by identifying and capitalizing on business opportunities that fit their unique personalities and interest. Kim's focus on personal and professional development through self-discovery and clarity of purpose has literally taken individuals from welfare and unemployment to business success and property ownership. Her supportive involvement in the lives of those around her has made a lasting impact that created complete paradigm shifts and total life makeovers for people who never thought such great success could be possible for them. Kim is the founder of the Champion Group, LLC, where she shows everyday men and women how to discover their own inner champions and create their reality through the law of attraction and her own carefully laid out system for self-discovery and success. Her Rolodex reads like a who's who in self-development and personal wealth. Kim co-authored How to Build a Championship Sales Team with Rich Dad Poor Dad advisor Blair Singer, who is also the author of Sales Dogs. She was also a contributing author to It's Time for Network Marketing alongside the likes of Robert Kiyosaki, Robert Allen, Kim Klaver, Mark Yarnell, Art Jonick, and John Milton Fall. Most recently, she became a contributing author for Chicken Soup for the Network Marketing Show with international acclaimed success guru Mark Victor Hansen. Kim exhibits her intense passion for inspiring women to become powerful business owners. She focuses on network marketing because it is one of her favorite business models and is an industry in which women own 90% of the distributorship, and this means a whole lot to Kim, and this is why she stopped by today at MLM Divas to talk to you about the 7 indisputable laws of an authentic MLM entrepreneur. So I hope you got something to write with and you are ready to take some copious notes, because without further ado, we're going to bring Kim on right now to share all her insider secrets with us. So let's get started. Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Hey, Raven. Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We appreciate you stopping by, sharing such a invaluable lesson that you're going to be teaching us today about those 7 indisputable laws as an authentic MLM entrepreneur, because that's something that's really important and more of us need to start being more authentic. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, most of us are authentic, but I think showing people how you can translate that core value into your network marketing business really allows you to enjoy the journey and live a life that you love.
That's what we all want to do, enjoy that journey, that is for sure. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, when did you first decide that MLM or network marketing was right for you, Kim?
Well, it's a great question. You know, it's interesting. I had been in and out, like many people, having some success and failing oftentimes over the years. I mean, my first experience was with Amway at the young age of 18. And, you know, over the years, I joined some companies, did very well, and for some reasons, companies went out of business or what have you. But the turning point for me was I was in a corporate job doing 6 figures, having great success, but absolutely miserable, when I was diagnosed with lupus. And interestingly enough, at that time, my doctor, who I accredit just being a brilliant man, he knew me personally because he was also a client of mine, said, you know, I really don't think you have lupus. I understand that's what the tests say, but really I think you're just unhappy. And I thought, excuse me, you've got to be kidding. He goes, I think it's stress related. And to make a long story short, I left that job shortly after that. And within six months of leaving, my test went back to normal. And during that time, I had been in network marketing, and I just enjoyed the environment. I was making money. It was fun. I was, you know, marketing a product that I believed in, working with people that I enjoyed. And it it was like a light came on for me that how could I be in a six-figure job, income job, where most people thought, you know, you would have made it into the pearly gate, so to speak, and be so miserable. But here I was in this industry that allowed people to become their best self, and it was unlimited. And that's when I just realized this is the environment that's right for me.
My goodness, every time I hear your story, I just feel what you're saying. In fact, when I read your story in Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer Soul, I said, this is unbelievable, you know, how someone can get ill like that, and it's related to a job. And I'm sure other people that are listening to this have had that situation sometime in their life or knew someone with that. So it's important that we really do what we're passionate about so we can protect our health in a sense, huh?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but they say disease is just dis-ease in the body. And if you've been at dis-ease for a long period of time, oftentimes diseases will show up, such as cancer, hypertension, and coming from a healthcare background in the area of sales, I just saw so much of that. You know, they've also said more people die on a Monday morning or a Sunday night right before going to work. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, Kim, that just seems odd, and you just don't like corporate America. Well, that's true, too. I don't like corporate America, so I have to admit that. But I think, you know, a lot of people are just not in the right place for them, mm-hmm. and their spirit is uncomfortable. And it's yearning to do something that they're passionate about. And I just love helping people identify that and then turning it into a profitable business model.
Let me ask you this. What do you think, Kim, is the actual key to becoming a successful network marketer?
You know, I think there are a lot of skills that are necessary, and a lot of people won't say that. A lot of people say it's easy, just meet three people, and I think that's like trying to play the lotto or Russian roulette, hoping that something happens. But I think the number one skill is to really identify and understand that this is truly a business. Now, you may only want to do it part-time, and that's fine. You know, you may only want to make $500 a month or $1,000 a month, and that's okay. But even in that, if you want to do it consistently and predictably consistently and have a reliable part-time consistent income, you still must treat it as a business. And we often hear that, mm-hmm. you know, in our trainings, and maybe people have Super Saturdays. But when people say that, I don't really think they really explain to people even what being an entrepreneur is, because and this is controversial for some people, but being a distributor for your company, signing that associate agreement, does not make you a business owner in your network marketing company. You are not a business owner just because you joined your network marketing company. And I have a lot of people that don't agree with that, but I'm more than happy to explain why I believe that is true.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you sign the distributor application, you're allowed basically to market whatever product or service, correct?
Correct.
If that business goes out of business, if your company, you know, for whatever reason goes out of business, or they change the comp plan, or, you know, they decide that you've violated something in their rules and regulations, they can stop your income, right?
Yeah, absolutely, they can stop it.
So then my question for people is, how different is that than corporate America?
It's not.
It's not. Mm-mm. And so, you know, and people say, well, okay, how then do you talk about network marketing as business ownership and developing your own life? Well, as long as you understand what it is, then I believe you have the opportunity to lay the foundation for yourself to be truly an entrepreneur. And I love this industry. It is free enterprise because it does allow you to make unlimited income. It does allow you not to be subjected to a glass ceiling. All of that is true, but here's the deal. You must put yourself in a position, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, if you want long-term predictable residual income, you must put yourself in a position where you own the business, meaning the prospects and people that you come in contact, you own that list of people. You develop that relationship with them before they even join your company. They're joining you. They're not joining your company. They're not joining your comp plan. They're not. They should be joining you. That's the first thing. Secondly, and we'll talk about it in more detail, you must put yourself in a position in my opinion, if what you want is freedom, true freedom, never to have to worry about your income again, you must put yourself in a position that if something happens to your company, for whatever reason, you know, maybe you're in a health and wellness company and something happens where they can't sell that product anymore, or the formula changes, what have you, or the attorney general comes in and something significantly changes. You must have put yourself in a position where your income is not solely dependent on your company. So that's fundamental, in my opinion, to being truly an entrepreneur. The second thing is the definition, the very definition of entrepreneur in the dictionary is one, if I could just tell you, is innovator, one who recognizes opportunity and organizes resources to take advantage of those opportunities. And so I think that understanding that the whole purpose of being an entrepreneur is to innovate, is to create. And so oftentimes when we're in network marketing, we talk about duplication. I totally believe in duplication, but that's the duplication as it relates to systems, okay?
Absolutely.
That's where we should duplicate. But there's a part of the business as an entrepreneur, if you're going to be at the top of your game, well, you've got to be the innovator, the creator, and that's what makes you different, and that's what attracts people to you. And then the last thing about an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur assumes the risk in problem solving for their customer. If you're going, the reason someone purchases something from you, whether it's your goods or services, at the end of the day, is because you are able to solve a problem for them that they find value in. And to the extent that you can do that, you are awarded or rewarded financially. So the better that you become at problem solving and helping people see that your solution is the solution to their problem, the better off you become financially. That's how you are awarded or rewarded, so to speak, for your effort. So in my mind, in my humble opinion, I think it is important that you treat it as a business, but really understand the context of what entrepreneurship is in network marketing.
My goodness, you really said some profound things there. I really like the fact that you brought out that it is more than just signing the agreement to be a true business owner. That's a very good point. I agree with you that a lot of people think once they sign the agreement, they're in, that's it, you know, and just try to duplicate as much as possible. We see day after day that more people are leaving because they don't really know what it is to have a business, and they don't really understand the true meaning of that agreement and what it really takes for them to be an entrepreneur. So all the things that you brought up are really, really good points. I also like the fact you talked about that a good entrepreneur solves the problems, and I know we're going to be talking about that more in detail. And the fact that you do need to be different, that you've got to position yourself to where you're not just solely relying on the income from your company. How many times have we ran into friends or maybe even ourselves and been in that situation with our job, and we sure don't want to be in that situation with our business?
Absolutely. And if I could share a story, and because mm-hmm. this company is no longer in business, I'll even name the name of the company. A really good friend of mine was in the top 20 income earners of this company. And, I mean, he had reached the pinnacle of success, very high six-figure income, and had six-figure income earners on his team, which to me is really the mark of a leader, is you're able to develop other leaders. And he had enjoyed a great lifestyle. He was with Excel Communications. I don't know if you remember Excel. But Excel, after this, you know, couple mm-hmm. making several hundred thousand dollars a year, it went under. It completely went away. And so, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, we're different than corporate America, and to a great extent we are, which is why I'm in this industry. There are just so many things that set us apart from corporate America. But by the same token, it is corporate America to the extent that we are working for a company where they allow us the opportunity to market their service and product. Not a bad thing, but we must understand the arena in which we operate simply so we too, just like those CEOs of their companies, just so we too can be CEOs of our company. And many of the people in my friends' organization because they had not done their due diligence. They didn't have other sources of income. They lost homes. They lost cars. There were divorces that came out of that great loss, even though they had, quote unquote, been successful in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so after seeing that, hearing that, and even experiencing to a great degree my own level of that, I was with a company and where I injured myself, and when I could no longer work, the income stopped. Even though from the front of the stage, including myself, we had all talked about residual income and never having to worry about the income again. But because at that time I didn't really understand the compensation plan that I had, and because my income really was, to a great extent, dependent upon that company, when my income stopped, thank goodness I did have a few other streams of income because I was a traditional entrepreneur. But if I hadn't had that, what would have happened? My mortgage company does not understand that, you know, I lost my source of income. They still want the mortgage paid.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And so after that, I really looked at, I went on a journey to talk to people to see what separates, you know, these people who were authentic, what I call, came to coin authentic MLM entrepreneurs. And that's just kind of how this whole thing was born.
Well, all of us are sitting at the edge of our seat right now. I want to tell you, Kim, inquiring minds wants to know exactly how would one go about becoming an authentic MLM entrepreneur. And if you could give us a step-by-step, we'd appreciate it.
I'd love to. Well, the first thing, number one, and we've kind of talked a little bit about, is walking in understanding the entrepreneurial mindset, that this is your deal. Yes, you're part of, you know, you're not doing it by yourself. Yes, you can develop an amazing team. Yes, you can have great upline support, sideline support. You've got the benefit of a company that does all your back office stuff, and they manage, you know, many of the computer and send out the compensation checks. That's the value and benefit of being in a network marketing organization. But at the end of the day, it's your deal. And you want to protect yourself and your family and insulate yourself from any outside market forces. So you want to arm yourself and start to understand what does it mean to be an entrepreneur in the context of network marketing. So, for example, how do you ensure that if something happens to your company that your livelihood does not stop? How do you also do that for your team? You know, when people come to you, Raven, and for you guys listening on the phone, when someone comes to you and partners with you, they are bringing their hopes, their dreams, their goals, everything that they've ever wanted to do and become. They're bringing it to you. And what you're saying when they sign up with you is, I can help you get there. So for me, I take the responsibility as a sponsor. I take that very seriously. Now, I don't feel like I'm completely responsible for everything because, you know, at the end of the day, it is that person's business, and they have to also play full out and put themselves on the court to win. But it's also our responsibility to make sure that they have the support, the tools, the resources, and that we understand what it's going to take for them to have success as well as our own. So it's really about, you know, developing that mindset, and that may be through getting a coach, it might be getting a mentor, it may be working with someone in your upline, or it may be learning from people in other industries and businesses. I don't know if you've heard the name Jay Abraham in the
area. Oh, yeah.
He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm,
and he
sure
studied hundreds of businesses in a variety of different industries. And what he would do is he would take those things that he learned, and when he started working, whether it was with a client or his own business, he would draw from those things and use it within his own business. And he made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars doing this, and then subsequently teaching other business owners to do the same. Well, I kind of come from that same mindset. I believe that other businesses can show us and give us value as entrepreneurs. We can learn from those successes and take some of those pearls of wisdom and apply them to our network marketing business. And so for me, that's the mindset of the entrepreneur. It's looking, or the network marketing entrepreneur, to be specific, it's being willing to look at business in general and see how you can apply those successful strategies, tools, techniques, and then massage them and turn them into a profitable, reliable network marketing income that will happen whether or not your company stays in business.
You sure said a lot right there. I love when you said that it's important for us to be responsible as a sponsor. Don't just sponsor people and sponsor more people. Actually commit to being a responsible sponsor and understand what that means, because you're right, those people, they're trusting you. When they give you that investment and say, okay, I trust you, you're the one that's going to show me this, right? And some of them will actually say this, and we say, yes, yes. And then we can't drop the ball because we have given them a promise that we are going to assist them. So thank you for sharing that. What's the next one?
Well, start with the end in mind. And, you know, I always tell people, what do you want your life to look like? Now, a lot of people will say, you know, I want the car, I want the house, I want, okay, those are the things. And that's okay. You know, I'm all for it. If that's what drives you, that's fine. But network marketing, unlike traditional business, allows us to leverage our time greatly, to the extent that we leverage our time from the talents and resources of other people. And so when I say start with the end in mind, how many hours a week do you want to work? Ultimately, not just now today, but ultimately, you know, are you willing to go to meetings? Are you someone that says, I love the environment of meetings? Or do you know at the end of the day, you are not going to be someone who's going to go two or three nights a week, or you're not going to go to a monthly weekend, Super Saturday, or whatever it is? What's important to you? You got to build a business, in my opinion, that's consistent with your core values. It has to speak to you. Because at the end of the day, Raven, think about it. A person comes in, they go to the business opportunity meeting, or they hear this call, and they're all excited, right?
Very excited.
Everyone on the phone could probably identify this. It may have even happened to you. I know it's happened to me. And you go, you're like, okay, it's this dynamic speaker in front of the room. You're really excited, and it all sounds great. Okay, great. So something there speaks to you. But when you do further research, you realize the things that it's going to take for you to be successful in that business, you are not willing to do. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't do it. I'm saying you're not willing to do it.
Two different things.
Because a lot of people will say, well, it's about self-development. I agree. It is. But if you're not willing to do it, there is no development that's going to take place. Would you agree?
I totally agree.
So if you know going in, you are absolutely not going to do certain things, then that is probably not the opportunity for you. Doesn't mean it's not a great opportunity. I'm the type of person, I love for people to uncover their own unique personality, talents, and gifts, and then align themselves with the opportunity that speaks to who they naturally are. Because when you're in that environment, it's fun. It is absolutely a great time. That's why, you know, I have a really dear friend of mine who said he would never do network marketing. He thought it was too, you know, over the top, and people were always just too happy dancing on the chairs. He doesn't like the environment. He just thought it was hokey is the way he would refer to it. But what was interesting, he still wanted passive residual income. He still wanted to leverage the team because he was a sales manager in another company. So he got the whole residual income, and he got the whole build a team thing. But he didn't like the rah-rah environment, as he called it. He eventually found a company that was much more laid back, very much still about personal development, very much still inspiring, but it just wasn't for him this, you know, overwhelming, you know, what some people would call hypey environment. And he went on to build a successful business. Why? Because it was consistent with who he was. It spoke to who he was. He could see himself there. He could see himself and feel comfortable inviting the people that he knew, liked, trusted, as well as the people that he would come to know. He could see himself doing that. So start with the end in mind. If you know that you're not someone who is, you know, going to go out several nights a week, maybe the industry or the business that you want to start allows you to do more stuff online. So it again, it's really look at what kind of life do you want to create for yourself, and then develop your business around the life that you want. Oftentimes people do the other thing. They go and they start a business, and they try and figure out how they're going to fit their life around their business.
You're absolutely right there.
Yeah, I'm exactly like, right. Oh, my gosh, that's worse than having a job, because now you've assumed all the risk, and now your business is running you. So I say determine the life that you want, not just the things, but the amount of time you want to spend. Can you be in this network marketing company and take off once you've built it to a certain level for 3 or 4 months and take a trip to, you know, maybe Paris or Fiji or wherever your heart's desire, and know that your business will consistently build? You know, do you see evidence of that with other people? I mean, those are the kind of things that I think people should ask themselves, so that they really align themselves with a company, a team, and a sponsor that is congruent with who they are.
Kim, the thing that I like what you just said was determine the life you want to live. And I think people really do need to start focusing on that and not get, like you were sharing with your friend, lost in the hype of things, and then they start determining the life that someone else wants to live.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny you should say that. Now, people who know me know I am the first, when the music starts at an event, I'm the first to dance. You know, I'm dancing in the aisles. I love to have a good time, and I love that whole environment. But by the same token, I've been in those environments that they didn't all necessarily speak to me. And so it's just so important that you align yourself with what is congruent or consistent with who you are. Absolutely.
Okay, well, this is getting better and better. You got any more for us?
You know, the other one is really, and this is interesting, because, you know, we all talk and hear about duplication.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big buzzword in the industry, and I am the first to say yes. In order to build a big organization, there must be duplication. But here is, as a friend of mine, Michael Klaus, who I love, who's also a trainer in the network marketing industry, he would always say, you need to know the whole story, right?
Yeah.
The whole story is, yes, you must duplicate. But in order for people to join you, you must be unique and you must be different. Because and I always cite this as an example. You know, most companies now have a replicated website, which they usually generously either give us for free or at a very nominal cost.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will say, well, you know, okay, I'm ready to go because I have this website. But so does everyone else in the company. It's all the same. And so while it does serve its purpose at a certain place within the system of you building a business, it does not differentiate you from anyone else in your company or on your team. So the real question that people are asking when you present your opportunity to them is, why should I join you? What? Why you? I mean, I could join anybody. I could go on the internet and find maybe hundreds of people or thousands of people. Why should I join you? And so branding, and I love this because, you know, this is something that traditional business in corporate America spends millions and sometimes more than that, hundreds of millions of dollars, branding themselves. And branding is not a logo. It's not just your color. It's not your tagline. Branding is that entire experience that someone has when they deal with you, that consistent experience that they can count on and come to know as you. And I would say that everyone is uniquely different. You know, it's like a fingerprint. Everyone's fingerprint is different. So each person, I don't care how many people are in your company, comes with different personalities, talents, natural gifts. And to the extent that you uncover that and can align that with creating value and problem solve, you will attract people who know, like, and trust what you stand for. And so branding you, not your company, not worrying about your compensation plan or your product, but branding you, developing your uniqueness and bringing it to the marketplace, is one of the most important things you can do to not only build a network marketing organization, but to create and develop yourself as an entrepreneur, an authentic MLM entrepreneur. And that is really one of the best ways that you can ensure, and I mean ensure, that your income is sound, stable and will never go away.
Kim, a lot of people may be listening now saying, okay, she's saying be different, be unique, and brand me, but I don't know how.
Great comment. Well, you know, it's really interesting because that's what I love to do, and I do it for people in network marketing, but I also do it for people in other industries as well. It's really funny. I found that that really is my uniqueness. You know, I love just because I was a journalist and have this natural curiosity, I love uncovering people's natural gifts and talents through asking them questions and then finding how to align that with whatever their business that they've chosen, or even helping them discover what business they should choose. And so one of the things that you really can do is sit down and write, what are all the things that you love to do? And I don't care if we're not even talking about network marketing related. Just what do you love to do? If work could be play for you, where do you have the most fun?
Ah, okay.
If work could be play, where do you have the most fun? For some people, it's, you know, I love building things. Okay, so maybe you're a project person, a systems person, or maybe you're like me. I can remember at a very young age, I never met a stranger. You know, I was a chatty Cathy. I would sit under my mother's coattail just soaking up just stories of people. I mean, that was just very interesting to me. You know, I loved speaking. I know most people think, ugh. I mean, but very young, I discovered it was a place that was fun for me. So it's no surprise that throughout my life, the talents that I used were my voice. And so each person, as you guys are listening, you have something in you that you can use to build your business with. It may be that, and let me give an example, you know, health and wellness. Well, maybe you're someone who's been a people will say, well, I'm not an expert in health and wellness. Well, maybe not. But maybe you've been a vegetarian all your life, and you've been reading articles and going to health food stores, and you are an expert to the extent that you know more about it than almost anybody else unless they themselves are an expert. So if you then have chosen a health and wellness company, there are things that you could do to show your uniqueness and show why you understand that industry which you've chosen better than the next person. And then what we do is we teach you strategies and techniques and different things that you can use to do that, just that, brand yourself and demonstrate your uniqueness in the marketplace. So, you know, Raven, you know, developing your own uniqueness, because, again, people are coming, they want to join a person. They want to know that someone's going to take them by the hand. And that's the job of the sponsor, is to take that person by the hand, whether it's teach them something or at least point them in the direction of the people who can. And so to the extent that you can show your value and how you understand your ability to do that, that's one of the ways that you can stand out in a very crowded marketplace. And the other thing about that, and one of the most important things, you no longer have to worry about competition.
Oh, you don't. You absolutely don't. Because you're standing out.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever had this situation where maybe someone talks to you about a network marketing opportunity, and maybe you're in one already, and they spend their time being negative about the choice you've made, or they bash another company, or they make fun of it, saying, "By well, you know, we don't do lotions and potions and all that kind of stuff." And I say, you know, for me, we've got to elevate the entire industry, and so one of the ways that we can do that is not focus on who the quote competition, because other network marketing companies really are not the competition, so to speak. If we really understand that people are looking for their own solution, and whatever that is for them, if you don't have a solution for them and they go somewhere else, that was who they were supposed to go to anyway. That was the opportunity for them. Our job, your job on this call, is to uncover your uniqueness, so that people will understand when you say something, they're raising their hands and they're saying, you're the person that I want to talk to because what you're saying resonates with me. What I see you doing speaks to me. I want to be a part of what you're teaching, the value you bring to the marketplace. And so one of the things that we're now doing in network marketing that we've taken from traditional business is branding ourselves. And I think it's a great, great thing.
It certainly is great, and I'm glad you made it explicitly clear what exactly branding you is, so that if anyone was wondering and wasn't sure, you know, what they could do different so that they won't be just another person selling a health product or whatever they're selling, this is definitely going to make them stand out by them going back and doing some of the steps that you laid out. So thank you. Okay, what's next? I'm excited.
Well, you know, and this is the one that I love. Give value first. Over the years, and I can remember it, and even myself, so I'm going to be very transparent. When I first started in network marketing, you know, I was taught, you know, you're looking for the aces. You're looking for, you know, that person who is going to make you the five-star galactic whatever in your comp plan. And it was all about outward. It really, I mean, and we talked about self-development, and yes, we were developing. But do we really show our value first? And so here's what I found successful, authentic entrepreneurs do. And I've interviewed both 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs, network marketers who are entrepreneurs and have consistently done this for years. They demonstrate their value up front. They tell you why you should consider doing business with me. And more importantly, they show you. And oftentimes it's in a variety of ways. And so now, here are some of the ways that you can do this. And I love the internet because you can use it leveraging the internet, which then, again, doesn't take as much of your time. So, for example, how might you do that? You might create a free report, you know, the 5 insider secrets for blah, blah, blah. You might do a teleseminar or record someone interviewing you, just like you're interviewing me, about your opportunity. And what are the benefits to that person for using the product, consuming the product, or becoming part of the team? Now, I didn't say that you would be using your company's pre-recorded whatever. There is a place for that, absolutely, in the system that you use. But you want to have something that you demonstrate your value as an upline, your value as a business partner, your ability to help them solve problems. Maybe you've discovered one way to create leads for your team. So maybe that's what your free report is. Or you create an automated e-course where you use what we call autoresponders, which are just emails that can be sent out in an automated fashion that over a period of time, every 7 days or 30 days, demonstrates how you solve a particular problem and then invites them to take the next step, a call to action, to learn more. Or maybe you create what we call audio notes. And Raven, you love audio. So maybe you do audio notes where you record a motivational tip. And at the end of that motivational maybe quote, you give them a tip on how they can apply that quote to their business. What's the value that they can take from that? Or maybe you're a person who reads a lot of books, and so you pull things that you learn out of these different books, and you deliver that content to your potential prospects up front, showing them, hey, I can point you in the direction of what you're going to need to be successful. But you give value up front. Now, you want to take it to another level. You always, after you give value, you're in hopes that they'll, in exchange for that value, they will give you their name and email address. And you can capture that in what's called squeeze pages or landing pages or through your autoresponders. Now, I'm going to say something, and, you know, for some people this may be a little controversial, but hopefully at this stage of network marketing and internet marketing merging, this won't be that controversial. Now, if you have a company website, and they allow you to do a landing page within that, great. Okay, I'm not anti any of that. However, what I want you to be real clear of is you've got to know if you can export that list and if that list is really yours. Because if you don't have an independent database collector, and we call them autoresponders, in which you can capture all that information for yourself, then should you decide that that opportunity is no longer for you, or if you or if the company goes under, or something just happens, and the company owns that database, they basically, quote, own that database. And again, it's not your business. So as you're giving value in exchange and you're getting, collecting that information, you want to make sure that you are collecting it for you.
Very, very good point.
So give value first, and the reciprocation for that, if people are like what you're saying, they will honor you with their information. But the key is to make sure that you're collecting it for yourself.
Okay, so let's see. Don't hold back. You want to give that value first and demonstrate it up front, right?
Absolutely.
And just to throw out a couple ways that you talked about, free report
mm-hmm.
on how to get healthy with this particular product or how to stay fit in 2008. A lot of people be thinking about that, won't they?
Absolutely.
You talked about how important it is to create a automated e-course. You can send out some information within 7 days. Can you kind of throw out that example again?
Sure. You know, autoresponders are great because let's say you have a full-time job and everyone says, you know, you can build this business part-time. Okay, but ladies, let me speak to you for a second. If you're working or you're a mother of two or three and you've got a husband to take care of and you're in the traffic and, you know, God forbid you got work you got to bring home and then you've got homework with the kids and you're dropping them off at soccer and the list goes on, how do you really juggle everything? Well, automation is your heavy lifter, and that's where systems come in. And an autoresponder is something where you can put a planned, written group of emails into a database, and when someone gives their name and email, this will shoot out whatever information it is at a planned interval, or you can do what we call a broadcast. And one of my favorite autoresponders is called AWeber, and if you are interested in finding out more about AWeber, you can either go to my site in the resource section at MLMSecretsForWomen.com, and in the free membership, we've got some resources, and AWeber is one of them, or you can go to KimsCall.com/AWeber and find out more about that easy follow-up autoresponder, and it's really great. What I love about it is they definitely have a phone number, people you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while I love automation, I still like to talk to people because I'm not real technically savvy. But that's just one way, and you can deliver that content over a period of days or, you know, one tip a week or over a course of several weeks, whatever you feel gives the most value.
I appreciate you elaborating on that because a lot of people just aren't familiar with the word autoresponder and what the purpose is of it. One other one I want to throw out that you talked about is audio notes, which is one that I like. This is such a good way because there's nothing better than a spoken word, right?
Mm, yeah, absolutely. My favorite is Audio Acrobat, and one way to find out about them, you can go to the same site or you can go to makemoney.audioacrobat.com, and they give you a free trial. I think it's for a month free, and then you can play around with that. But using the power of your voice is incredible because people get to know you in a much more intimate way as well.
And before we go to the next one, I just love when you talked about how important it is to know that the database is yours and not the company. And if you find out that it's not yours, you got some things you might want to sit down and consider.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, look, if you're on this call, you guys, and you're saying, oh, my God, okay, I'm sitting here and maybe I'm new or not so new, mm-hmm. and I realize that I really don't own this, don't freak out. I mean, the great thing is you now know and you've got the knowledge and you can take the steps to put yourself in a much more powerful position for you and your family. And it's really simple to do. I'm not going to say easy because you do have to learn these techniques, but they are simple. It's not War and Peace. It's not real technical. And in the beginning, I was really afraid of it. But once you embrace it and really just sit down and you take it one step at a time, you don't have to do everything all at once. You take it one step at a time, and you build on a foundation. Because if you build too fast, it's like building on quicksand, and it won't last. But if you layer everything that you learn on top of each other, one tip, one strategy, one resource at a time, the foundation will be unstoppable, and you'll be able to build whatever you need, or, and more importantly, whatever you want.
Fabulous. Okay, what's next?
Well, here's one of my favorite ones. Developing multiple streams of income. Robert Allen, I think, is the one coined multiple streams of income, and people have thrown it around for years. And when he developed it, he talked about several different passive forms of income. So it might be you chose real estate, infopreneuring, internet marketing, network marketing. And his whole thing is that you would choose, you know, a couple of those and develop independent sources of income. Now, that's great, and people are going to say, oh, my God, is she going to say something contrary to Robert Allen? Well, no, not really. I believe in that theory. Here's the challenge. Those are all very different industries. So it's difficult enough to learn one new industry or business. So if you can imagine trying to take on learning several different ones at the same time. So what I love is Robert Allen is one of the most brilliant network marketers in the industry and has developed six and seven figure income streams with just that one stream of income of network marketing. But here's what we can do as network marketers to develop multiple streams of income within the context of our network marketing business. There's a term called funded proposal, and Raven, are you familiar with that?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, let me just share with you guys on the phone, and this will absolutely change your business if you take this on.
Okay.
The term funded proposal is really the ability to take what would normally be an expense in your business and turn it into a revenue-generating stream. So the one for us is one of the biggest expenses is our ability to attract leads. Would you agree?
I agree with that.
Okay. So oftentimes we spend maybe, you know, $100 a month, hundreds of dollars a month, and sometimes even thousands of dollars a month. So to the extent that we can flip that paradigm on its head and reduce the cost or eliminate the cost of attracting leads to us, we can then change that into a form of income, and that's a funded proposal.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So here's a great example. Most people, and this is hard for people to want to believe sometimes, most people who come across your business will never join you, period. Doesn't matter how great it is. It doesn't matter how much, you know, money they can make. Most people will not join you for a variety of reasons. It's not the right opportunity for them. It's not the right time. They're already in another company. But imagine this. If even when they said no, even if when they were leaving, you know, your website or getting off a call, you offered them something of value to them, that still could help them build whatever business they might be interested in, or it fed their curiosity about the industry. Imagine if you could still monetize the 90%+ of people who told you no. What would that do for your business? One, it would make it profitable far more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it would generate an income stream that was not dependent on your network marketing company, and that was one of the big ones, right? So there are people in this industry, and this is no joke. This is not hype. This is the absolute truth. On the low end, generate a couple of $100 extra a month to a couple of thousand, and there are people who generate $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month.
And more
on their funded proposals, having nothing to do with their opportunity. So basically what they've done is they've created value in the marketplace. They've shown people how to solve their problems. And they've created tools, or they've even sold other people's tools. You don't even have to create these. You find other people's tools, and you get what's called an affiliate income. And you get a small percentage of something that someone else has already created. They've done all the work. They've assumed all the risk. But because you like it, you've read it, you've agreed with it, and I think that's really important. You don't promote anything that you don't like, you haven't read, or you haven't used. And then you put it out there, and you share that with someone so that they could benefit. And again, there are people who, while they are looking for those ACEs, while they are looking for those business builders, they are now able to generate real business income. They're able to develop the capital to pay for the other advertising if they want to use other advertising mediums for their business. And they're no longer using the rent. You're no longer using the rent money or, you know, or whatever, taking money off of your job. You might have to do that in the beginning to get started, but if you learn how to do attraction marketing, which is part of funded proposals, you no longer have to worry about generating leads. And more importantly, to the extent that you put that together with branding yourself, you absolutely can build a powerhouse of a business for you and your family, one that truly, truly will live on and can be left to your children and your children's children should you want to do that.
Wow, awesome. Okay, let's go back to affiliate programs.
Sure.
A lot of people may not be familiar with that, Kim. Might not know where to even begin to start with affiliate program. What can you share with them on that?
Thank you for saying that, because you're right. Let me not assume that. Well, here's a couple of things. First of all, and a lot of companies, I'm going to tell you this, don't want you to be a part of any other business, any other opportunity, and they don't even want you to make money in affiliate programs. Now,
sad but true.
Yeah, and again, that is, to me, an indication that it's not your business, if they're telling you that you can't have other streams of income. As an entrepreneur, you get to choose what you do with that. But let's assume for all of you on this call that you can do that, that you can find a way that does not jeopardize your income, and that you've just determined that you're not going to be just a distributor, that you are an entrepreneur, and this business is about you and your family, and that you're going to take that on. There's several different ways that you can do that. You can Google MLM and look for some of the top leaders, trainers, speakers, coaches. Oftentimes, they have great tools and stuff that you can market, and they allow you to market their products and get a percentage. Now, people would say, well, why would they do this? The simplistic answer is it doesn't cost them anything. There's no advertising cost for them or for us because, you know, I have products where I allow people to do that as well. So there's no advertising cost for us. So we can give oftentimes very hefty commissions. Sometimes people do upwards 50%. And I know people that even do 100%, and they would go, well, why would someone give 100% of the money away? Because what they get is the money's in the list. It's about the lifetime value of that potential customer that they're going to get. And it would be the same thing for you. So you can then look for people by Googling them. You can look in what we call ClickBank. Now, ClickBank is a database of products and services more geared for a lot of different industries other than network marketing. However, they do have products that are applicable or tools that are applicable to network marketers more in the area of self-development, you know, or time management or things that can help someone be more successful. So those are like two ways that you can do that. And there are some great tips and strategies and tools that people have out there. One of my favorites is The Renegade System by Ann Sieg. And if you want her free report, you can get it by going to sickofmlmlies.com, sickofmlmlies.com. And she really just kind of blows the roof off of the entire industry and talks a lot about branding yourself and funded proposals and, you know, how to establish yourself in the network marketing arena. And she has a great report. So sickofmlmlies.com is a good tool for that. And so that kind of just gives you a little bit of how you can develop multiple streams.
That gives us a lot. And you're right, Ansi, she's dynamic.
Yeah, I absolutely adore her. She's a great person.
What's next?
Let's talk about duplication.
I was going to ask you about that because duplication, that's always going to be a topic.
Yeah, it is. And I think it is important. I remember very early on hearing people stand up on the stage and they would always use the McDonald's example.
Oh, yeah. We've all heard that one over
you know,
and over.
French fries to the left or to the right, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We would always hear it's like a franchise. And, yes, here is where duplication is important. if you're going to build an organization of more than, I would say, five people, you know, you definitely you need to use the benefit of duplication. And duplication only can happen to the extent that systems are in place. I love how David Fry defines the word system. He defines it, if you guys could get a piece of paper and put this vertically, spelling it down, your paper. So S-Y-S, T as in Tom, E-M, system.
Okay, so David Fry's system.
Yeah, David Fry. He's a network marketer and internet marketer who I have had the pleasure of working with.
Mm-hmm.
He says system. The S is for saves, Y-U. S is for stress. T is for time. E is for energy, and M is for money. So the purpose of a system is to save you stress, time, energy, and money. So how does one...
That's good.
Yeah, isn't it? I love that definition.
Because that's the problem people mostly have. They don't have a system or can't figure it out because it's so confusing. Basically, time is always an issue. You don't have enough energy because you're coming home from work and, you know, not enough money to keep investing over and over again. So that's really good that he broke it down like that.
Yeah,
so system saves you stress, time, energy, and money.
Yeah, I love that. And here's what I tell people. If it's not written down, it's not a system. If you have to explain it to someone over and over and over, it's not a system because it can get broken down in the communication. Remember when we were kids and you would play the telephone game and someone would say something and by the time it got to, you know, three or four people down, it came out differently?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Or sitting in the front of the room and somebody whispers something in one person's ear and by the time it got to the back of the room, totally different.
It's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not written down where someone can print it or if it's not recorded, if it's not on a website, it's not a system. It's not. So if you're looking at a company and you ask them what's the system, if it's not written down, it's not a system. Now, secondly, personally, I believe a system should leverage technology because to the extent that it's a real system, you should be as removed from it as possible. It doesn't mean you're not completely involved in some way, but it should work with or without you. So to the extent that you can be removed from it, and that it can still run, the better it is. Because, again, that means it's leveraging, it's doing the heavy lifting for you when you can't be there. And that's what we all need to give us more time. Everyone says, you know, network marketing is about leveraging yourself for more time. Okay, but how? Okay, well, it's about leveraging yourself with other people. But we all, as individuals, only have 24 hours a day. And we're all subjected to the same things of work, family, other obligations, and we're all trying to fight for this same thing we call financial freedom. So if that's your goal, you want to use technology to help you do the heavy lifting. And that's when your personal website comes into play. That's when your autoresponder comes into play. That's when maybe, you know, your company's website can also come to play, or whatever system your team or your company has. And if they don't have one and you're already in a company, then you need to develop one. And it doesn't have to be huge, and it could be five steps, the five simple things that have to be duplicated for someone to have success. But it has to be written, it has to be something that everyone can understand, and it must be simplistic.
Also, they have to be consistent with it. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah. If you don't follow it, it's going to have no value to you.
Yeah, if you sway off to something else, you're just going to confuse your team.
But here's where the magic happens. If you take your unique personality and put it within the context of a system, your ability to have exponential growth is effortless. Now, people would say, okay, now she's starting to sound hypey. Let me tell you exactly what I mean. Because a lot of people will say, well, it doesn't make sense to me. You're saying be unique, but follow a system. I'll give you a couple of examples. The system is just the process that you bring people through. So maybe you take them from a sizzle call to a live call. Then they go to your website. They get some autoresponders. That's fine. But when you add your uniqueness, how do they experience you in that? Are you giving them free reports? Are you doing teleseminars for them? Maybe you're doing speaking at live events. I mean, there's a variety of ways. Maybe you've written an e-book that you share. So you've put that, you've allowed them to experience you as they go through the same process that everyone else is going through. Does that make sense?
It definitely does.
So
it
really works in concert with each other. You know, branding yourself and following this system allows you to work in concert. It does not work in opposition. It is really a perfect match. And once you do that, that is where your freedom, and that's really where the fun comes in. So let's kind of just go through, let's kind of recap just for a second, and then we'll kind of...
Yeah, because you gave us a lot of good information there, for sure.
So first thing, you want to get that entrepreneurial mindset, and remember, it's your business. Ultimately, you are the one that determines the success or, you know, and I don't like the word failure, but we're going to use it for here, the success or failure of what you choose. And the only time you fail is if you stop. So as long as you're in the game of your life and what you want, you've not failed. Second, start with the end in mind. What do you want your life to look like? Not just the things, but the time. You know, are you working your business when it's done? Are you working it 40 hours a week? Or is it something that you could work at 15, 20 hours a week, and whatever that income is for you, that's consistent with your values. Third, be unique, be different, brand you. Develop what the experience is that someone's going to have working with you. Fourth, give value first. Up front, show people why they should choose you. You can do that in a free report, audio notes, tips, testimonials, a motivation line, anything that demonstrates what's in it for the other person when they come into your life. Fifth, develop multiple streams of network marketing income. You don't want your whole source of income to be dependent on your company. Sixth, make sure it's systems-based. That way you can ensure that what you're doing, other people in your organization can do, because that's where the passive income comes in, and that's where your life that's where you get to have the life that you choose financially. And last, you got to have fun. And in my opinion, it should be driven, your business should be driven by your passion. So what does that mean to you? And for me, it means passion usually is something that's bigger than us. It's something that we decide we want to be involved in that's outside of ourselves. So maybe it's you know, your charity. Maybe it's your church. Maybe it's a legacy that you want to leave in whatever way that is. So finding out what your passion is and using that to drive your business and change lives, not just the people on your team, but maybe out in the world. Entrepreneurs do just that. They change the world. And a lot of people think, wow, she's just like way over the top. I truly believe entrepreneurs change the world. Why? Because even if it's in the context of traditional business, when you give someone the opportunity to make a living, you are changing their life. Well, in network marketing, we're not just giving people the opportunity to make a living. We're giving them the opportunity to have financial freedom and to live the life that they choose on their terms. What better gift can you give someone? So you want passion to drive your business. And in my opinion, if it's not fun, don't do it. Don't do it. If you're not having fun in the company, on the team that you're in, either find a way to have fun or honor yourself. Honor yourself and find what speaks to you. Find the song in your heart that you want to sing. Don't do this because it's good for someone else. You know, I believe that life is way too short. It's way too short. And what we don't want is a life of regret. And so what's really, really important to me is that people get to experience the juice of life and decide to do what's important to them. So if you do those seven things, you are an authentic MLM entrepreneur, because you are building a business based on your core values, what speaks to you, what's important to you, and you are building just that. You're building a real business. You're not just a distributor.
And you point out earlier how important it is for us to make sure we're not just a distributor. We definitely want to stand out and carry out these seven indisputable laws so that we can be an authentic MLM entrepreneur, because it's just going to help us, you know, walk more across that stage, have those bigger checks, and build that humongous organization that we want to build. But more importantly, it's going to help us to be better leaders.
Yeah, and for those women, are you guys on the line that you don't want that? Maybe you're saying, well, you know, I don't want to walk across the stage. I don't want to make a lot of income. I want $500 or $1,000 a month. It's okay. I honor you in that request as well. But don't you want it consistently and predictably? Don't you want to know that the work you do, whether it's for $500 a month or $5,000 a month, that it's there for your lifetime? Because that's what we say in network marketing. It's about doing the business once and making the money over and over and over again. So for whatever your personal goals and dreams are, great. We just want to make sure that you have the opportunity to have exactly what you want to have and that you define your success the way that it's important to you.
You brought up a really good point, because most people, they are just wanting to make a few hundred dollars or pay that car note or to help one of their children get to school. Not everybody wants to be a millionaire or even $20,000 a month or $10,000 a month. You're so right, so thank you for bringing that up. That's a really good point. Okay. What's the biggest mistake you made getting started in MLM?
The biggest mistake I made when I started in network marketing was not playing to my own strength. I'm no different than anyone else. It was looking at whether it was my sponsor or someone who walked across the stage and thinking, okay, you know, gosh, they tell me I need to do blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't who I was. It wasn't who I was. I'm not real technical. And, yes, I am an internet marketer. But I find those parts of the internet that are congruent for me. I'm not a hardcore recruiter. You know, my uncle, God rest his soul, he was someone who would talk to anyone all day long. If you were within a 5 feet of him, forget the 3 foot rule, you know, 10 feet, you know, I mean, you were a prospect. I honestly never felt comfortable thinking that everyone was a prospect. I wanted to go to a party and just enjoy being at the party and not, you know, looking over them, over at that plate, over them while they're eating, thinking, how do I bring up my business to them? You know, that just wasn't who I was. I was a natural, I was a curious person about people in their real life. You know, what made them tick? You know, I was a journalist, and so I loved hearing their stories, and it was just very uncomfortable for me. But for a long time, I tried to be like I saw other people. You know, they were the hardcore recruiters, and they were in your face, and they were always trying. It didn't work. I failed miserably. But when I got, for me, who I am is, I just want to have a conversation. I just want to get to know you. I just, you know, I love talking and being in conversation with people. I love hearing the stories of people. When I got, and I played to my own strengths, I then looked at what things could I use in my past and bring them into network marketing to be my distinguishing, unique difference. That's when I started having fun. So for those who know me, they know I love to do teleseminars. I love to interview people. You know, I love to be in conversation with people. That's when I started having success. So for me, not playing to my own strengths was my biggest mistake.
Well, I think, again, you brought up something that's very key, because a lot of us do get lost in wanting to be what someone else wants us to be or doing something that someone else says that we're good at, and we never even take the time to find out what we are good at and where our real strength is.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think a great sponsor, and if your sponsor's brand new and they don't quite yet have it figured out, someone in your organization, that's what you should work on, is finding out, okay, what instinctively lights me up and how do I translate that into using it for the benefit of your own organization as well as your team, as well as your entire team.
Okay, let's talk about mistakes others make. You got anything to share in that area?
You know, I think a lot of times, and I've seen other people not play to their strengths as well. I think it's particularly coming in. That's a big one. But I also think that people just aren't real clear on what they want. I think one of the biggest mistakes people come in, and it immediately is about the money. You know, they see or they hear the stories in the front of the stage, and they, you know, they hear $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month. And all that's true, and all that's here. But is that really what you want? Is it? And are you willing to do what it takes to have that? And if so, great. Then, you know, put your plan together and run and do that. But if that's not where you are or what you want, you know, you never want to feel bad about that. I think the most powerful thing you can do is have clarity within your own business. What is going to drive you? Why are you doing that business? And don't ever let, you know, your sponsor, your upline, or anyone else determine that for you. Because to the extent in which you are clear, I love Janet Atwood of The Passion Test, if you've ever had a chance to read her work. There's a book called The Passion Test, and it allows you to uncover your purpose. And she says, to the extent in which you are clear, then and only then will you have what you want to show up in your life. And so I think it's really important that people get crystal clear on what they want and then enroll their sponsor, their upline, their mentors, their coaches, and their team to help them get that and to hold them accountable to the dreams and goals that they have for themselves.
Good point. Kim, I've got to ask you this because a lot of people that are listening, they're saying, you know, this is some great information, and especially if they're new and they haven't heard you speak before, they're probably saying, I wonder, has she always been as plugged into the network marketing industry and what it really takes and being authentic and all the things that you share with us today? So I'm going to ask you this. Who were some of your mentors? I think you dropped a couple of them along the way. Maybe if you can name some of your top five mentors that weren't in your organization that you sought out to learn more about the company and why.
Well, you know, wow, great question. Mentors for me come in different forms. I've had people who were gracious enough to personally mentor me and became friends. And then I've had people who mentored me that I've never met through books and tapes, or, you know, maybe I met them, but it was only through a seminar. I think mentors can be different for you, but some of the people who've had a huge impact on my life are some of the people I've never met, but I'll just share some of them with you. Blair Singer, who is the author of Sales Dogs. And it's funny, I met Blair by taking one of his coaching courses. And over that, over a period of time, we developed a remarkable friendship. And through his mentoring and coaching me, I was honored with the opportunity to co-author a book with him. And so he has really spoken into my life because he really talks about life equals sales. And, you know, while I had always been in sales most of my professional life outside of, you know, the stuff I did as a journalist and stuff, he really allowed me to see just certain areas that I could even take that ability that I had, that natural instinct for me, and to take it to another level. And he became a dear friend. And so he mentored me on a lot of personal areas as well. John Maxwell is another one. Now, I've never met him, but John Maxwell does, you know, the laws of teamwork, the 360-degree leader. I mean, he is someone who comes very much from a spiritual standpoint and talks about teamwork and leadership. And when we talk about self-development in this industry, for me, he is the pinnacle of someone who demonstrates how to be a great leader and a great follower, because I don't think that you can lead until you first follow. And so it's important. It's always been important for me to be able to find people who I could follow so that I then could learn to be a great leader. And John Maxwell is someone who has definitely spoken into my life on several of occasions, and I've had the pleasure to learn a great deal from him. In the most recent months, you know, on this journey as an entrepreneur, Ann Sieg of the Renegade System, I think she's brilliant. I think she's cutting edge. I think that she is someone, and as a woman in this industry, well, you know, the industry is supported to a great extent because we are the overwhelming majority. Rarely do we see women leading the forefront. And she is someone who speaks the truth in this whole new age of, you know, Web 2.0 and branding yourself and making it about you as a business owner and not just about the product or service that you represent. And I love all the work that she does. And so she has has become a recent mentor of mine, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing her, and it was just a remarkable experience. And she is the person who created that free report that I talked about, sickofmlmlies.com. Another person.
That's a great site. I've been there.
Yeah, I love her work, and it's real cutting edge. And I think, but what I love about her is, I think it's grassroots. I think it's cutting edge today, mm-hmm. but I think it will be self-evident later on, and it will just be the way people do business. It will be the course of business. I love if we take it. One of the things that I love to do is I don't just follow people in network marketing. I love Jay Abraham's approach, in which he talks about using the benefits of just business in general and taking the pearls of wisdom of a variety of different businesses and translating it into whatever industry that you're in. And so I think Jay Abraham, who talks about preeminence and being, you know, the preeminent person in your industry, the obvious expert, the person that one would find, the person of the, quote, authority, I think he does just a great job. Now, for some people, you know, he's what's the word that I would use? He's so intellectual, and for some people they're like, whoo, it's so much content. It's like, oh my goodness, he's overwhelming. But I think there are always, you know, if you take one thing from someone
mm-hmm.
That you can apply to your business, it can be the difference between making a couple of $100 a month to a couple of thousand to, you know, $100,000 plus a year. One of my other mentors has nothing to do with network marketing. I've had the chance to meet him briefly and speak to him on one or two occasions, but I'm on almost every call he ever does is Alex Mendosian, and I know he's
one of your
favorites.
Absolutely.
And he's the guru of teleseminar secrets. And so what I love about him is he talks about the power of the spoken voice, the spoken word, and creating content at the speed of sound. And so for those of you who maybe don't like to write and you're thinking, oh, Kim talked about doing this ebook or free report and I hate to write, use your voice. If that's your gift, speak your truth and use your voice. And Alex Mendosian has built a 7-figure income business using one strategy and just that of teleseminars. And the last person, again, while he endorses network marketing, and there's many others, but this is just one person that comes to mind, while he endorses network marketing but is not in network marketing himself, is Robert Kiyosaki. What I love about Robert is one particular book, and a lot of people talk about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but one book I think is pertinent for network marketers is called Before You Quit Your Job. Because most people who come into this business, they're part-time, and many people have, you guys on the line may have hopes of transitioning to full-time, and he really does an excellent job at sharing both what worked for him and some of his mistakes that he made and how you can avoid them and how you, too, can build a real business, a foundational business that will withstand the test of time and what are the things that you should consider having in place before you quit your job. And so those are just a few of my mentors and people in my life that some who I've come to know and have become dear friends and other people who have had a profound impact on me of whom I've never met.
Well, those were certainly some giants. And you definitely mentioned a couple that I would say are heroes to me, and Alex being number one. Okay, final question, and then I would like for you to share with us how the listeners can get more information about you and about being authentic and all the things that you do, because I know you're really big on branding, and there might be some people that need some assistance in that. So before we get to you sharing your information, share with us, you talked about your mentors, one of the most important things you feel you learned over the years.
You know, first of all, Raven, thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun. But ladies, follow your instinct. I think women have a natural gut instinct as mothers, as wives, as daughters. I think we are given a natural, God-given, universal-given, whatever your belief is, but we've been given these natural gut instincts of what works for us, what feels right. And oftentimes we don't listen to that little voice that's saying, yes, this feels right to me. or no, it doesn't. Follow your instinct. It's the clue to where you're supposed to be. And, you know, we talk a lot about the law of attraction, and it says it's not just about the actions you take. It's about how you feel in those moments of the actions that you take. It's about taking inspired action. So listen to your heart. Listen to that instinct that you have about what's happening in your business or about the business that you're thinking about getting into or about the person that you're thinking about working with, and just follow that instinct. You will almost never be wrong.
Wonderful. Kim, this has been just a dynamic time we spent with you today. Thank you so much for sharing all that you've shared. And I know everyone is wondering, how can I get more of this lady? I want more of Kim Rhodes. So what's the next step?
Well, first of all, for all of you on the call, thanks for coming out and spending your time, because you could be doing anything. You know, your time is extremely valuable, so I feel honored that you chose it to spend it with me. That being said, there's a couple of places you can find out more about not just what I'm doing, but more about what's happening in the industry of network marketing. And you can go to kimscall.com/A as in Apple, M as in Mary, E as in Edward. And there you'll just find about more about the Authentic MLM Entrepreneur and the actual audio series and workbook. And then if you want to just connect with a community of women, and here I have a site called MLMSecretsForWomen.com. That's www.MLMSecretsForWomen.com. And it's a free membership site. And in the beginning, you'll get exposed to 7 brilliant women in network marketing that are leaders in the industry who have graciously come and just laid it on the line, and you'll get countless hours of information through interviews with them. And then when you get in the back office, we've got tons of tips and resources and tools that you can check out and use to build your business. And again, ladies, remember, you're building your business. So, Raven, thank you so much for all that you do on mentoring from MLM Divas Live. And just your contribution to the industry. I've had a lot of fun, and you did pull a whole lot out of me, girl, and I look forward to coming back and just spending some more time with you and your listeners.
Well, again, we appreciate you visiting with you today as our MLM Diva of Choice. You certainly have left all of us with a lot to think about. Like you said earlier, some controversial, but definitely something to think about. You have given us some good stuff here, and we are taking it all in. Everyone now is explicitly clear because of the information you've given us, Kim, on exactly how we can develop those 7 indisputable laws of an authentic MLM entrepreneur. So thank you. If you could throw out your main website, because I definitely want them to go ahead right now and Google you and get some more information and sign up for whatever you have, because you definitely do give a lot of content.
Well, ladies, hey, I think the easiest way to find me is MLMSecretsForWomen.com, and I've got a lot of free stuff there for you. So go to www.MLMSecretsForWomen.com, and I look forward to hearing all of your stories as you go along this journey and develop as your own entrepreneur.
All right, there you have it, Kim Rhodes. Go check her out. You've been listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and I'd like to leave you with this quote from Muhammad Ali that falls right in line with what Kim has spoke about today. Champions aren't made in gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have the skill and they have to have the will, but you know what? The will must be stronger than the skill. So don't try to figure it out. All the how can I do it, just go out there and have that will and do it. Right, Kim?
Excellent. Thank you so much, Raven.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners, for being here, and much success to your business.
Be sure to log on to careersfromthekitchentable.com, the official website of your favorite weekly radio show with your host, Raven Blair Davis, heard each and every Wednesday evening here on the Universal 7 Radio Network, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the site, you'll find great work-at-home resources, and you'll be able to subscribe to weekly giveaways and receive your very own free copy of the 7 Keys to Ignite Your Unstoppable Power. So remember, if you're an inspiring entrepreneur, make careersfromthekitchentable.com saved in your favorites on your personal computer. And keep listening to the show that will leave you living on Easy Street. That's Careers from the Kitchen Table Radio, here on the Universal 7 Radio Network and on 1320 WARL out of Providence.